This is Radio Nepal. I am Srisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visit to neighboring country China. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deobai in China's Chengdu city for preparation of Prime Minister's upcoming official visit. 2 days silence period for December 1st by election begins. Election Commission urges stakeholders to conduct free and fair by elections. And Russian President Putin threatens Kyiv decision makers after striking energy grid. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday evening has approved Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's visit to the People's Republic of China. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey informed that the cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister approved the Prime Minister's visit to China taking place from the 2nd to 5th of December. Minister Pandey further informed that the discussions are underway on the agendas of the visit, whereas the members of the Prime Minister's delegation have been approved. Stating that the private sector's presence will be significant during the visit without any financial burden on the government, the minister assured that the next meeting of the Council of Ministers will finalize the agenda of the China visit. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deobai is in China for the preparation of the Prime Minister's upcoming official visit. The Foreign Affairs Minister left yesterday for an official visit to China at the invitation of China's Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi. Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with her Chinese counterpart Yi at Chengdu City of Sichuan Province, China today. The Foreign Minister is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on November 30. The silence period of the by-election for the local-level election has started from midnight yesterday. With the beginning of the silence period, the publicity events for the by-election have been prohibited from last midnight in accordance with the Election Code of Conduct. According to the Election Commission, election-related activities are prohibited until the completion of the vote counting, starting from midnight yesterday until 48 hours before the voting day. The Election Commission has already arranged to enforce the Election Code of Conduct at the concerned local levels by monitoring activities to prevent violations during the silent period. Spokesperson at the Election Commission, Nita Pokhrel, said the activities such as interactions, assemblies, conferences, workshops and seminars in favor of or against candidates, as well as soliciting votes for candidates through digital platforms and social media, are restricted during this 48-hour period in accordance with the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission has urged all stakeholders to ensure the by-election is conducted in a free, fair and impartial manner. The by-election for some local levels is scheduled to take place on the 1st of December. Investment Board Nepal has approved the investment for various hydropower projects, including the Budhi Gandaki hydropower project. The meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday decided to approve the investment of 70 billion rupees for Budhi Gandaki Hydro, 23.59 billion rupees for the Jagtala semi-reservoir-based hydropower project and 47.54 billion rupees for Chainpur Sethi hydropower project. Prime Minister Oli instructed the concerned authorities to work in a collaborative way to create a favorable environment for the investment in the nation. The meeting also decided to increase the capacity of the West Sethi hydropower project from 750 to 800 megawatt. The 48th Academic Assembly of Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, has announced plans to honor scientists, experts and talents across 12 different categories. The decision was made during a meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata yesterday, chaired by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who is also the Chancellor at NAST. Prime Minister Oli also urged NAST officials to ensure that work is carried out efficiently and with high quality, adhering to set timelines. The awards will be presented based on the recommendations of a selection and evaluation committee formed under the coordination of NAST academics. The Chief Information Commissioner of the National Information Commission, Mahendra Man Gurung, has submitted an annual report of the last fiscal year to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Receiving the report at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for cooperation between the government and the Information Commission in providing necessary information to the concerned parties. Chief Information Commissioner Gurung informed that more than 5,000 appeals were received during his 5 years term, and of which 95% were resolved. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel and the visiting Minister for Development, Cooperation and Foreign Trade of Finland, Ville Tavio, held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at Finance Ministry, an agreement was signed between two sides on mobilization of public investment. Chief of Foreign Aid Coordination Division at Finance Ministry, Dhaniram Sharma, and Finnish Ambassador to Nepal, Riina-Riikka Heikka, signed the agreement on the finance to be mobilized under the Public Investment Facility of Finland. The project is aimed at strengthening socio-economic infrastructures and promoting sustainable development, for which concessional finance will be mobilized. The Special Court has sentenced Bikkal Paudel, the former Executive Director of the Security Printing Center, and Safal Shrestha, the former Director of the Center, to 8 years in prison along with a fine of 34.22 million rupees each. The ruling was delivered by a bench comprising Special Court Chairperson Tek Narayan Kaur and Judges Khushi Prasad Tharu and Ritendra Thapa yesterday. They were convicted on October 30th for their involvement in the corruption case related to the printing of excise duty stickers. However, Vaikuntha Aryal, the former chief secretary, was acquitted in the case. On June 23rd, the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, had filed a case against 12 individuals accusing them of misappropriating funds in the printing of excise duty stickers. The court also ordered the recovery of 3.86 million rupees from the accused. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to attack decision-making centers in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv with the country's new ballistic missile, Oresnik. According to the BBC, President Putin was speaking hours after Russia launched a comprehensive strike on Ukraine's energy grid overnight in what he called a response to continued attacks using US-supplied attackams missile on Russian soil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that any Russian blackmail would be met with a tough response. Ukraine used attackams and UK-supplied Storm Shadow missiles to strike inside Russian territory last week for the first time since the full-scale invasion of February 2022, following approval by the Western suppliers, the US, the UK and France. Now a sports update. Nepal is taking on Sri Lanka in its first match of the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2024 today. The match is set to kick off at Sharjah Cricket Stadium at 10:45 a.m. Nepal Standard Time in the UAE. Himanta Dhami is leading the young Nepal team while Shakti Gauchan is the head coach of the team. Nepal will compete against Bangladesh on Sunday and Afghanistan on Tuesday. Nepal is in the Group B along with Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. Japan, India, Pakistan and the UAE are in Group A. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. At present, there is a normal influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet approves Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to neighboring country China. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba in China's Chengdu City for preparation of Prime Minister's upcoming official visit. 2 days silence period for December 1st by-election begins. Election Commission urges stakeholders to conduct free and fair by-elections. And Russian President Putin threatens Kyiv decision makers after striking energy greed. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.